welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast with Skyterra Wellness. You've been too busy and not taking care of yourself. It's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. My name is Jeff Ford, Executive Director of Skyterra Wellness, and I'm here today with Rachel Colasino, our Director of Marketing.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, and this is an exciting moment for both of us. We've been working at Skyterra Wellness for some time now. We've always known that we've got to get our message out there because there is so much confusion around health. There are so many expectations that we're facing today that we've decided to create a new podcast just for this new year to really help you get those changes that you've always been thinking about and to give you more of a roadmap for how those changes can seamlessly fit within your life.
Exactly. Happy New Year to you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're really excited to bring this to you, everybody. We want to set you up for success. We hear a lot of times that people have trouble making big changes in their life, and we're here to show you that it's really just the small changes that will have big impact in your lives. Skyterra, let's talk a little bit about Skyterra. I think the goal of Skyterra, which is to execute life-changing retreats for people, wellness retreats for people, is the same goal that we have for the podcast, which is really to help people make some good changes in their lives. But do you want to talk about Skyterra?
Yeah. I mean, I've been at the roots of this thing for a long time.
You have.
And Skyterra Wellness Retreat is a place you actually come to. You share communal experiences, whether you're someone who's trying to get back into health, trying to create new routines, or you just need a reset is a big thing that folks come and join us at our retreat. Some folks stay for a week, 2 weeks, a month at a time. You receive chef-prepared meals, you have accommodations, and you have a robust schedule of all different types of classes that may help you in the ways that you're looking for. And so Skyterra Wellness Retreat was founded in 2016. June of that year, and we have been going strong ever since. And this podcast is just going to be another extension, an opportunity where if you haven't spent a week with us, or you've been thinking about spending a week, or you really just want to start today with some small, simple steps, each week we're going to be here for you to really create that new normal.
And while the podcast is global and in your home, Skyterra is located in Western North Carolina, and it's beautiful here.
Yeah, I think Western North Carolina specifically, it's a place not everyone thinks about. And what's so powerful about where we're able to do more of our face-to-face, our hands-on experiential stuff is it's in a therapeutic environment. We're nestled just beneath the Blue Ridge Mountains, and there's so much hiking, there's so much outdoors. And just in general, Western North Carolina has always been that space for folks, no matter what they've been struggling with, to kind of create those changes. So it's a really cool environment.
It's magical. It really is. I think, you know, we hear from so many people that they come to Skyterra and they're expecting one thing. Maybe they're expecting to dial in a fitness routine, and that may happen, but so much more happens to them. They really find, like we keep saying, they find their new normal. Mm-hmm. And it's so powerful for us to see how guests' lives are impacted for the better. And that's another reason why we're doing this podcast is we feel like we can make a difference in people's lives, even just by talking about what we know and what our experts know and what happens on campus and bring that to you in your home or in your car.
Anywhere.
Like you said, we're
global.
In your earbuds.
Yeah,
that's
we're
right.
Becoming global. How cool is that? And I think like when you think of the name Inspired Intentions, everybody always has different intentions that are in the back of their brain. And what we want to do is let's work together. Let's have some conversations week to week where you can take those intentions and really fulfill them. Because I don't know about you, but I have always had at least one or two things that I believe that should be different in my life. And I want them to be different. However, sometimes there's obstacles that I can't even see. And I haven't created the awareness around what I could do today to overcome those obstacles and ensure that that intention becomes my new reality. So there's a lot to the name. There's a lot to all the tips and the different topics we're going to be throwing out this year. And we're so excited to be able to give you an opportunity to just tune in each week and learn like about health, but more importantly, about how your life can be different.
Yeah. And I would love to talk about how we came up with the name. It was actually a team process.
Oh my gosh. What a
very long process. And the really neat thing is Inspired Intentions is the name of one of our signature classes here at SkyTerra, which you teach, Jeff.
Yes. Yes. And so it was difficult coming up with the name because I'm always a little concerned with, oh man, okay, that was my class title. However, we were trying to find something that really united all of the different expertise that we're able to guide people with. And that's really what it's about, is whether you're trying to get into yoga, you're trying to practice mindfulness, meditation, you need to get moving again, or maybe you just need to eat healthier and create some self-care time. Inspired Intentions is kind of that class that allows guests, when they're on campus, to create a structure for going about their changes. And so that's where, like, man, it probably took us a couple weeks to really drill down on, oh, that's it. It's been sitting right in front of us the whole time.
Yeah, every name that we came up with just didn't feel right. And then we kept coming back to this idea of these intentions, of helping everybody, helping all of our listeners come up with ways that they can make intentional, positive changes. Mm-hmm. And it just seemed to make sense.
Yeah, and you think about it like, oh, I'm going to set some new goals this year. I'm going to set some new goals. It's just not as cool anymore. So hopefully the Inspired Intentions, like,
it's very cool.
Yeah, much, much new age flip on that, right?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about our executive producer, Alan? Because he's a big piece of this.
Huge piece of this. So Alan, he is kind of that guy who's beyond his time. We kind of will nickname him as a Renaissance man, where he's the jack of everything, jack of all tools, skills, you name it. And so when we're piecing this together, we've literally are in a fort for our initial podcast shoots. And it's super incredible to see how this has come together. Alan not only does kind of the marketing video side of things, branding, photography, but he also is one of our recreation specialists. So he's kind of our lead on recreation. He plans out the hikes, he takes guests on hikes, and we also offer fly fishing, which is kind of one of those defining moments that guests experience when they come to SkyTerra, where many folks may not even think about doing something like that. And I think Alan's really good at showing them to get outside their comfort zone, to really try things that might be new for them.
We should have Alan on a podcast.
We should.
Talking about how to overcome fear, because I know he does that with a lot of guests, help them to try new things, especially outdoors.
Yeah. And he's been in this area for so long. And just that extra R, you'll hear that audience quite a bit. I'm originally from Massachusetts. And how I got to SkyTerra is I actually used to work at a comparable facility. So there's a lot of retreats out there. And my wife, Lindsay, works along with us. You'll definitely hear her coming up in some upcoming episodes. But I have been in a retreat setting for almost a decade now. And one thing that I always thought was so interesting about working in an environment like that is people have the chance to change their lives in a 7-day period of time. And so I worked in South Carolina for about 7 years. And then our owners, they're a couple of individuals, Sue and Teresa, who always wanted to open up a retreat. It was something they had experienced that had really shifted their world. And it was an experience that they were doing on a regular basis each year to sort of stay on track. And so that's how they came across me. And I've been fortunate to come up here and kind of build this program in a different way than other retreats are currently executing. Just in taking the best parts of all of the programs that are out there and really showing people that it's not just about working out more or eating less. It has more to do with slowing down, resetting your body, and figuring out what is going to be that new path forward that you can actually sustain, not just in the week that you spend with us.
And I think I've heard you say a lot, Jeff, when working with guests, you're not just focusing on some kind of external goal. A lot of times at SkyTerra, guests are encouraged to think about and envision themselves in the future, the person that they want to be and what that feels like. And that's a lot different when you're making changes, is being able to picture yourself where you want to be versus, you know, just being kind of focused on one specific external goal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so crucial. We often focus on what and how when it comes to the behaviors we're seeking and putting into our world. It really is important to identify how your life's going to be different when you reach that picture that you're starting to paint for yourself.
Yeah, and I just talked a little bit about yourself. I am the marketing director at SkyTerra. I actually have a marketing background and also a fitness background. So I work a lot with endurance athletes, especially runners, which is how you and I met.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't actually live in North Carolina. I work remotely, which I feel like very privileged to be able to do. And I'm down in at SkyTerra about once a quarter. And I just love coming here. I try to do classes when I'm here just to try to experience what the guests experience. And that just, it really is such a life-changing retreat, no matter where you're at and on your journey. There are just so many things that you can pick up. And the experts that we have too, the experts mm-hmm. that we have on staff, which we'll definitely hear more from throughout this podcast.
Yeah, the diversity of our team and everything that each person brings to the table has basically shaped into SkyTerra into what it is today. And I think just to go on Rachel's background, we were in the endurance world for so long. And I think we're both way more passionate about realistic changes. And that's where we always came at the endurance angle, is that many folks who are training for events, they're training for races, they tend to do too much. And they tend to feel like they have to do a certain number of miles or train in a traditional way. Where what was so great about our work through the endurance community is we've really taught people from that perspective that you can do less, get the same results, and do no harm to your body. So endurance training can sometimes not be the healthiest formats of training, specifically when we do too much of it. And so as we hit a lot of these episodes, we kind of share out some very practical skills and steps you can take. A lot of it can stem down to doing less but better, and really figuring out how the health changes you're making aren't just about doing more, but it's like, how can we this year, these changes that we are that are so important to us that have been in the back of our brains, how can we do less but better?
Yeah, it really does have a great parallel to that endurance world where athletes are so used to maybe restricting food to try to reach mm-hmm. a specific weight, beating their bodies up on the roads, overtraining, running lots of miles. And that has an impact, that can have a devastating impact on your body. And so mm-hmm. I know you and I found that the way for a lot of endurance athletes is just being more impactful with your training. And I think that message carries through to what SkyTerra says to people, which is there are small changes that you can make in your life that can have a really big impact.
Yeah.
In a really big way.
100%. I heard you use the word athlete. And I think that's interesting, is sometimes we may not see those parallels if we, when we were growing up, weren't athletes, if we weren't on that sports team. Could you describe what you truly mean by athlete? Because I think it's a little more far-reaching than what our listeners may be thinking.
Yeah, sure. So I typically work with, I work with runners primarily. I work with some people who've been running for all of their lives, but I work with a lot more people who are just starting to get into running and want running to be more accessible. And the word that I use, no matter what, is athlete, because my definition of athlete is if you move your body, mm-hmm. you're an athlete. And that's true for everybody. So I know that's a word that I like to use a lot when I'm talking about any kind of movement or fitness in general, which is we're all athletes. We really are. And it's just learning how to honor that and respect that and take care of your body versus punish for either doing or not doing something you feel like you should be doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that theme will stem throughout many of our conversations, in that we always tend to talk like that. We always tend to be like, I should do this, or I need to do this, versus it becoming, I want to do this. And that can be tough for folks who are trying to move their bodies again, trying to eat healthier, where we get stuck in what we will often refer to as good or bad thinking. And I think we all experience this regardless of how much we improve on this thinking. But bad thinking is essentially this. Bad thinking is, I had a cheeseburger today, I'm a bad person. I didn't move my body today, I'm a bad person. I didn't go to bed at a certain time, I'm a bad person. And then the good thinking side of this kind of vicious cycle is, oh, I am an awesome person. I had a salad for lunch today. I am amazing. I did my strength training. I went to my yoga class. And when we use definitions that have to do with good and bad, it tends to create a lot of judgment around health. And that, I think, is part of the reason this podcast exists, is to remove the judgment, to have more compassion for where we want to be versus where we should be.
I like that. It's a judgment-free zone.
Yeah.
Especially we're free from judging ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you guys to be.
We're sometimes the worst.
We can be.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You mm-hmm. are always hardest on yourself, but we want, through this podcast, we want you to be able to find the compassion, because that, when you start to avoid that good or bad thinking and you're trying to instead, again, make these small changes, that's where the biggest impact is going to come in.
Yeah. And I think that impact is you start to experience freedom. You start to give yourself permission for not always being on. And that's what we want to make sure is recognized in health and wellness these days, because there are always new diets. The information is confusing. It can really leave someone who maybe isn't reading or listening to right thing to go astray very quickly and to make decisions that maybe aren't grounded from a standpoint of not only evidence, but more importantly, what is correct for them.
Right. And I think the noise out there, especially this time of year around the new year, when everybody's talking about New Year's resolutions, and maybe you'll see people who are starting new diets and, you know, are very vocal about it. It's confusing to know which diet is the newest, which one supposedly works better than all the rest, what you should be eating, what you shouldn't be eating. That is a lot of noise because,
oh my gosh,
you know, you hear different things, what's healthy, what's not healthy, and we're cutting through all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much noise is the word. There's a lot of clutter around it. And this can relate to no matter where you are. So say you're just starting this is going to be super helpful, but say you just need to improve your relationship around your movement, around your food, your relationship around stress and how you look at it. I really think you'll receive these incredible nuggets that can create a paradigm shift, because I don't know about you, Rachel, but everybody is looking for a paradigm shift. When they're trying to grab one of those things from the back of their brains, one of those intentions, they're really looking for how can we do it differently this time? How can we do it differently so that it sticks?
And I think, you know, as we've planned out our podcast episodes and have talked about what we want to bring to you guys, we've been really specific about giving people actionable tips. Mm-hmm. So giving you things that you can actually implement today or tomorrow versus, you know, just going on 45 minutes of riffing on some, well, we might do that.
We might occasionally. I mean, if on Alan's episodes, we probably will go off in tangents occasionally.
Yeah, maybe talk about what coffee he orders.
Yeah. Oh, we probably shouldn't bring that up this soon, but we'll get there. Rachel, you know how, like, with our team, we've really set a clear vision, a clear mission, and values. I think it's important for everyone to understand, our audience to understand, that we believe everyone deserves the skills and mindset to live healthy. That is our vision. That is what we want for anything that we do, is that, okay, we'll create a podcast. All right, we'll do this new program that's going to impact this. We're going to add this new class. And so when you look at how we've kind of created this collective group of insanely phenomenal professionals, it's all sort of being guided for those who we get to work with. I mean, the privilege that we have to get to work with people, it's all with the focus of improving their skills and their mindset so that they're guided into living their best life.
Right. To provide information, the best information that we have, to give people different options. Because another thing that you'll hear us say a lot is, we meet you where you are. Mm-hmm. So whatever you need, we want to give you the skills to be able to get to where you want to go from wherever you're starting from.
Yeah. And we have to block out those around us or those who maybe are kind of stuck on that just simple concept of like getting healthy is cool, is how I like to joke about it. Like, there's a reason, exercise, eating better, and those are some of those top New Year's resolutions, because we literally love the idea. However, practically speaking, it can be a little bit more difficult to execute on it.
Yeah. I know something that we've talked about too is how much money is spent on weight loss in the United States.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
This is a wild statistic for those who do not know this. In 2014, we roughly budgeted about $45 billion to U.S. Homeland Security, basically the war on terror. At the same time, we spent $60 billion on fat loss, weight loss, essentially the war on fat. We are a society that is more concerned with changing our bodies than allotting financial budgets to the war on terror. And that is something that it deserves some reflection. On just how society is operating and the expectations that are starting to be upheld for each person who is born in America.
So let's go over that again. So the United States in 2014 spent $45 billion.
Yep.
Versus $60 billion.
Plus. And plus. I'm giving some rough estimates. There's a book out there called The Secret Life of Fat by Sylvia Tara, PhD. And it just goes into our obsession with fat loss and our obsession with this idealistic body type that everybody should be skinny or that we should all look a certain way.
Right. And so what we're here to say is that it doesn't have to be that complex. Mm-hmm. You don't need to spend hundreds or billions of dollars on the next fad diet. And we're going to talk more about diet culture and diet mentality, and that it really can be very simple. And so we'll give you those tools to take it back to simplicity so that you're able to make some good changes in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be all about the tools and just kind of making sure that we block out, maybe figuring out how we do things differently this time.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to be on this journey.
Me too.
Everybody.
Me too.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So some of the episodes that we have upcoming, we've talked about a little bit. We're going to have Alan on.
Of course.
Of course, got to have
Alan. And we've already described him as the Renaissance man.
That's
so
right.
I'm sure like everybody is at the edge of their seat.
Absolutely.
Hopefully they're keeping their eyes on the road if they're in their car. I think that those are going to be some of our most amazing episodes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to tackle New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yeah. We're going to hit that right off the bat.
Yeah. Especially coming back to, I think as New Year's resolutions may tend to fade, we'll help you stay on track or help you get back on track, whatever the case may be. We'll talk about fitness, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about relaxing and slowing down. Yeah, we've got some good stuff coming for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what's great is all of the topics will be connected on this focus of creating change for the better and creating change that you've always wanted. And
yeah.
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing you'll hear us reference a lot, of course, we have SkyTerraWellness.com, which is our website. We have a sister site called SkyTerraAtHome.com, where you can actually go today, right now, it's free content, and there you'll be able to see a lot of the things that we'll be talking about. So there are fitness routines on there, movement demonstrations, yoga routines, relaxation, breathing
culinary
exercises,
demos.
Amazing yep. recipes, yep. amazing. If you're looking for a good one to start with, I would start with maybe Hike Bites.
Hike Bites is a good one.
Yep.
Even avocado toast.
Oh.
There's a great demo on there. I think it's a underutilized breakfast choice. You know?
It's a delicious breakfast.
Yeah, yeah. So huge resource for everybody out there. There's even a ton of PDFs of all of the classes we do on site. So we're going to be delving into a lot more detail of each of those topics. But you can go right now and start to kind of learn a little bit more about SkyTerra. But more importantly, start to have a resource that can guide you into thinking about some of those changes that you've always wanted.
Absolutely. We also want you to know we would love your suggestions and your questions, especially if you have some content that you'd like to hear.
Just make sure they're good suggestions. We always want the
good
ones.
We'll take funny ones.
Did you see that? I just did the good thinking. It's
Jeff.
Woven. We are all wired.
It's society.
Yeah. We'll take any suggestions. Just playing.
Email address is inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com, and that goes directly to Jeff and to me. And yeah, we've got some good stuff coming.
Yeah. So as far as today goes, I mean, we've shared our vision. We shared our mission a little bit earlier. We exist to make a difference in people's lives by executing life-changing retreats. This podcast can be that little mini retreat that you get every single week. I wonder if we should kind of break down into just the tangible aspects of how change occur, in that there are some broad categories on how everybody can create change, and that's called the triangle of change. It's something we've actually coined here at SkyTerra. Do you think that's appropriate, Rachel?
I think it's really helpful, Jeff, and I love the way that you describe it because it's very actionable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's what's so great about the triangle of change is it's going to apply to each of these topics that we're going to share. And the first step to creating change in any capacity is that you have to increase your awareness. So the first step to change is create more awareness in your life. One thing that we walk guests through in our Inspired Intentions course is how to do a kind of a life inventory. And we use a little acronym called the 5 F's. And when you think of the 5 F's, they really relate to those big buckets that you're spending time currently. And the 5 F's, you want to go for it? Do you remember one, Rachel?
Fitness.
Fitness is one. We'll name all 5 and then we'll give you guys a little bit deeper description on each. So
family.
There's fitness, family, family and friends. That'll be the same life account for the life inventory. Fun. Of course, fun.
This
podcast is fun.
So fun.
That's the toughest one too. Sometimes we forget the three letter word fun. Yeah.
Finances.
So that's going to be more that work side of things. That's a tough one, I think, for all of us. And then the last one is faith.
Nice.
Yeah. And so when you think of each of these sort of buckets of your life, we'll term them life accounts. There's a book out there. It's called Living Forward by Michael Hyatt. And really, we've grabbed some of this amazing content and woven it into helping us with the change triangle. And essentially, what we want to do with these accounts is, one, we need to be very clear on them. So clarity is a really powerful step to deeper awareness. And the fitness account means more than just being able to run a long distance or lift heavy weights. The fitness account is more your health account. It's your wellness account. And I think, you know, to parlay off Rachel's definition of an athlete, it's similar. Someone who is truly fit in the context we're using it here today, they care about all aspects of health. They don't just care about going fast and hard. They care about slowing down and taking time to have self-care as part of their normal routine. So that would be the fitness account. As far as the financial account, do you want to describe that a little bit deeper, Rachel?
Sure. I think, everybody has to work. We have to work. We have to be able to earn a living, of course. But making sure that that's not, I mean, that's only one of 5 buckets, right, where you're spending your time. So that financial piece is making sure that you have enough for really to have a roof over your head, to be able to feed your family, to feed yourself.
And I think that one can interfere a lot. So when you think of the financial account, sometimes we can favor it over other accounts.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. Especially if you're the primary breadwinner for your household. And I like how we have that set in among 4 other buckets. It's not the most important. It's not the first one that we talk about. It is important, of course. But I like the perspective of where it's at.
Yeah. And they're all important. What this first step is, remember, first step to change, the triangle of change, is creating awareness. What we need to do is look at these accounts in a non-judgmental way and just recognize where we're at today. So a third account we mentioned was the family and friends account. This is kind of that relationship account. And we often have guests who come to our program, and I'm half joking, but I'm half really serious in that they've fallen into caretaker-itis.
Hmm.
And caretaker-itis is essentially they've been putting so many other people before themselves. And this is like their first week in a while where they can finally reset and focus on them. We have many stories of, I remember one guest in particular where her daughter excessively over asks for her to watch her children. And so every time, we see a guest like that, someone who, it's not that they've been taken advantage of necessarily, it's just more they're giving. And that's where, when you look at that account, it's really important to see, to be fully aware in that, are you getting the time you deserve for yourself? Because there are so many people out there that are putting others before them. And it's not that we shouldn't put others before ourselves, but there is kind of a time and place. And it also shouldn't go at the, kind of the difference, like we've got to take care of ourselves so we can take care of other people.
And I think that's where this podcast can really help. Mm-hmm. This time right now, if you set aside every week, is to take care of yourself.
100%. And it's easy. You can do it anywhere.
Yep. While you're driving.
While you're driving. Just keep both eyes on the road.
Please.
Especially during the yoga episodes, if we get into some breath work or something like that, keep your eyes open. And then the other 2 accounts real quick, the fun account. That is, are you planning time for fun? Like, do you actively plan trips? Do you plan events that are actually fun for you? Because many folks just go along with the flow and they're not necessarily planning for those things. And then the final account is the faith account. These are the five that we're going to give you a call to action here to do a little bit of reflection on. And you're going to want to hold space after this podcast to go into more depth just personally. But the faith account doesn't necessarily mean you go to church on Sundays. It doesn't necessarily mean you believe in something super specific. It's more like your purpose account. And the definition of purpose is, are you focused on something that's larger than yourself?
I love that.
And so whatever that looks like for you, we just want to ensure that you're spending time there and you are making sure that you evaluate how you're doing in that account. And so here's the first step to create more awareness in your life. Those five F's that we just described, what I want you to do is give them just a number, a 1 to 5. Now, the scale on this, 5 is, I feel pretty awesome about this account. And you're going to see I'm going to refrain from using the words good or bad.
Nice job, Jeff.
Yeah, you see that? Finally.
Very good.
Episode 1, we're doing okay. This is awesome. So 5 means I feel like I'm spending enough time in this account. I feel like I'm prioritizing it and it's not getting in the way of the other life accounts. 1 would be, I know this account needs attention. I've been either overcommitting to this account or I have not been paying attention to it at all. I've completely lost awareness around it. And so each account can have the same number. That's fine. I think it's rare that folks will rate 5s across the board. That's kind of, you want to go with your gut on this as well. So you don't want to overthink this section of the triangle of change. It's more, okay, I got to create more awareness. Where am I on that scale? 1 to 5. If you're a 3, great. Set it and forget it. And we will move on to step 2.
So I've done my inventory.
You have?
I have.
This is cool.
I have my numbers set up. What would I do next?
Yeah, so you've got your inventory. You've done the quick, non-judgmental evaluation of where you're at today. The next step is to take this a lot deeper, to find courage on where you want to go. So we've created awareness in step 1. Now what I want you to do is find courage. Brené Brown, you guys have probably heard of her. She's amazing. And she comes at it from a research perspective, but also a perspective that can really shift your life. And it takes a lot of courage to go after who you want to be. And I think for many of our listeners, for many people out there, the hardest thing might be literally just trying to describe where they want to go.
Why do you think that's so hard for people?
I think it's hard because we get disconnected. The pace of life is so fast. We have, you know, we have to make 350 decisions on average per day. So we have decision fatigue, and then we also have a lot of technology around us today. So average Americans check in their cell phone, you know, 120 to 150 times a day. So the way we're living is a bit destructive to our ability to not drift. And drift is something I use as a phrase a lot, in that in order to know where you're going, you need to have a map, but you also need to know when you've taken a wrong turn. And that's where creating some courage around where you're going to go should be happening on like a 6-month basis or every year. We should be really looking at step 2 and step 1, of course, and being like, okay, what, you know, what's the picture for the next 6 months now? And to keep it a little bit closer frame, it's definitely that macro picture. But when I say build courage and decide where you're going to go, what I basically mean is everybody today could start to kind of create their own little vision statement. So we shared earlier that our vision is that everyone deserves the skill set and mindset to live healthy, the skills and mindset to live healthy. Each of us could take a step today and decide on what is our vision for ourselves. And the toughest part about this is you have to find a why. Have you heard of this, Rachel?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the power comes from, this why piece of what we're doing and what we're asking people to do.
Yeah, yeah. Because motivation is like the weather. And if your why is not super strong or you haven't identified it, then you've missed a very crucial step in the triangle of change. You're literally not going to get to step 3 if you don't identify your why. There's a great book out there. It's called It Starts With Why, another follow-up book called Find Your Why. It's written by an author named Simon Sinek. And I apologize if I mispronounce his last name. I think,
and Jeff has a lot of great book recommendations.
We will have plenty of book recommendations. If in your comments, listener comments, if you, you know, don't want the book recommendations, let us know. We'll talk to our executive producer.
See if he'll let us change.
Stop giving references. He'll just cut us off. And so in Simon Sinek's book, there's really this epic line that I always relate to finding courage. And the line is out of a business context. So Rachel's got a business background. My undergraduate degree is actually in business as well, but with an emphasis on health sciences. And there's this line from Simon's book that says, great businesses don't sell what they do. They sell why they do it.
Hmm.
And I think that's really powerful in reflection of your own life to really take a step back and understand why you're going to go after that vision. It's one thing to set the vision. And so an example of this could be, I want to be 20 pounds lighter, moving my body every day and working less. That could be the first step of your vision, your map. But the second step is what we're talking about right now is the why.
The why.
The why. And so you've got those outcomes. I want to lose 20 pounds. I want to be moving my body regularly. I want to be working less. Why the heck is that important to you? How is your life going to be different when those three things happen? Well, for someone, it could be, oh man, when I walk up those 5 flights of stairs to my office building, I'm not going to have to wait in the hallway out of breath and embarrassed of what my coworkers are going to think.
Right.
When I go and travel for work, I'm not going to have to get on an airplane and ask for a seatbelt extender.
Right.
I'm going to be able to lean over and tie my shoes. Those are things that I think viscerally we don't focus on that impact us every day.
And it's such a clear vision for people. I mean, you can truly see where you want to be once you have the courage to find your why.
Yes, yes. And we have to use the word courage in the triangle of change, because do not think for a minute that this is easy. If it were easy, we'd all know how to change our behavior.
And we wouldn't need to do a podcast.
We wouldn't need to do a podcast. Yeah, we wouldn't even be here. So you ready for step three?
I am ready for step three. Let's do it.
All right. So we said step one, create your awareness. Do a 5 F's inventory. How are you living? Go with the gut check there. Second, create kind of a vision around where you're going. What are the outcomes you're looking for? What is the why that makes those things powerful? Now, the third step, I think, is the toughest, especially for those type A individuals. I actually don't see any of them in the room right now.
None.
So I don't know if they exist. However, step three has to do with a theme that's going to be woven throughout many of our episodes. It has to do with restraint. It has to do with what I would term the domino effect. In that, if you try to change too much and you try to do it yesterday, you will be trapped in that vicious cycle, and those intentions will go back to your brain, and you will be stuck in just a difficult scenario, because as humans, we cannot multitask behavior change. It's not appropriate to try to change 7 things at once.
This is so important this time of year too, for people hear when you're maybe trying to change everything through your New Year's resolution.
And we can't blame individuals for wanting to change everything. No. I think it's super... like, it's super exciting to create change.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's great about coming to SkyTerra Wellness for a week, is that you have 7 days, maybe a month, depending on how long you're staying, to really think about those changes and to identify those 1 or 2 things that you desire to be different when you go back home. So to go more into step three, here it is. Find your confidence. Find your confidence in doing less. And to kind of get you started in thinking about this, we're going to, of course, add more detail as our time together grows, is to just focus on changing one habit. Focus on changing one habit. And I try to identify the habit that if you did less of it, or if you did more of it, it makes your life better, or it makes your life easier. Let me take a step back for a second. What's that one thing that if you do less of it, everything else becomes easier? Another question could be, what's that one thing if you start doing it, makes everything else better? And so that has to do with removing and with adding. Habits are really tricky. Do you understand that every habit goes through what's called a habit loop? Have you heard of this, Rachel?
I have heard of it, but say more about it.
So we'll break it down. I mean, we could literally do a whole episode just on how habits work.
We should.
Yeah, oh, great. This is awesome. We're getting where we need to go. See, we're actually creating our vision in our map as we're talking to you guys.
You're
today.
Hearing it happen live.
Yeah, so cool. So habits are tricky. Every habit has a cue, or a synonym for that would be trigger. So every habit starts with a cue or a trigger. It then leads into what people believe to be the habit. So it would be the behavior. So cue, routine, and then reward, trigger, behavior, and then why I do what I do. So cue, routine, reward. Let's start there. The routine is usually what individuals are trying to change. And then the reward is what they're receiving as a result of that routine. So we all self-soothe. We all have different reasons for why we do what we do. And essentially the habit loop describes that. It's able to describe why we're doing what we're doing. And right before the cue and the routine start to kind of go, or if they've been going for a long time, like we've been in the habit loop for a while, we developed this thing called cravings. Have you ever heard of cravings?
I think I have.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is why it makes it difficult to break habits, is because cravings are hard to kind of block out. And so essentially when you're trying to focus on changing that one habit, you're trying to find your confidence. Say I want to stop drinking wine, or I want to drink less wine, for instance. How would the world tell you to change that habit, Rachel? What do they typically say?
They would just tell you that wine is bad.
Wine is bad. And
just stop.
And just stop. That's so helpful, world.
Thank you, world.
Wait, so I should stop drinking wine, or I should just stop eating sugar. I should just move my body. And the fallacy of that is there is no acknowledgement of the cue or the trigger. When you're going to find new confidence, you're going to just create more confidence around that one habit you're trying to change. Focus on how you got there. Focus on the cues and triggers that created that habit in the first place. Or if you're trying to put a new habit into place, focus on the cues and the triggers that could help you seamlessly fit that new routine into your life.
Do you have an example, Jeff?
Personal example or just in general?
Maybe an example that you've seen from guests.
From guests? Yeah. So I think one topic that a lot of guests struggle with is sleep, actually. And I think this is an interesting one. So when you think of sleep, it is definitely, if we want to get quality sleep, it all has to do with our cues and our triggers. We will definitely devote a lot of time to discussing sleep because it's one of those subject matters that kind of gets pushed to the side. Everybody talks about fitness and nutrition, but they fail to think about how important it is to create a sleep hygiene. So a cue or trigger for poor sleep, for instance, would be I'm working my 12-hour day, and then when I get home, another cue or trigger is I have a couple glasses of wine. So there's already two cues there that may lead to poor quality sleep.
Right.
And so poor quality sleep, I either wake up into the middle of the night or I can't get to sleep because I've been going so hard that day and I potentially had some alcoholic beverages too close to bedtime. And the reason, the reward sort of side of this, why is that person there's not really a reward. That's how this example is working today, where there's actually no reward to that besides they got to relax and unwind before they went to sleep. So the reason we maybe had the glass of wine, the reason we worked a lot has to be fleshed out. We have to look at, well, why did we put so many hours in? Why did we decide to have a couple of glasses of wine resulting in a routine of poor quality sleep?
And there's that why again.
Yeah, exactly. And so there's a guest in our program who kind of identified a similar habit to this, where she was newly retired. And we get a lot of folks who are in a transition time. And I was kind of going off of what she told me and how she really seamlessly fixed this with not a crazy solution. As in, she was newly retired. She had obstructed sleep patterns. It wasn't going well for her. And it hadn't been going well for about a year's time. And she had actually saw that she put on about 15 pounds. And it her nutrition was solid. She was kind of like had a nice routine going along there. And literally, there were two things she wasn't doing that were sort of the cues and the triggers. The cue was actually retirement. Every day became Saturday for her. So she didn't need to have a sleep schedule anymore. She didn't have to wake up at a certain time. She didn't have to go to bed at a certain time. And then the second thing was similar to the example we shared, where she literally could have wine any night. You know, of course, we don't, like, when we're not in a routine, Friday and Saturday becomes less apparent. All she changed was created more structure around her sleep, like establishing just a more specific bedtime and wake up time. and then began having alcohol with friends, having alcohol in social settings. So on two nights a week, and this is to break an all or nothing mentality, that's what she did. And what was wild is it was probably only after 8 weeks, she had lost 12 pounds, had been on her way, her sleep quality had dramatically improved. Yeah, so just kind of a small story that can highlight the power of finding your confidence in just changing one habit.
And I think that story also highlights, I think, what our vision is for this podcast, which is we're going to be giving you these small tips that will hopefully make some really good changes in your life.
Yeah, and take the small tips and just line them up slowly. So when you think of dominoes, the second domino always has more energy, but that's because you put the first domino up. So fun fact, when dominoes, the reason they're able to create momentum is once they start pushing over, you get 50% more energy in that next domino. So what's so cool is you can take some of these small tips, you can start to line them up, and as you slowly push them over, it's going to create momentum in your life.
Have the domino effect.
Boom. Yeah, pretty cool.
That was a name we thought of for the podcast.
It was. Wasn't it Taken?
It was Taken.
That's okay. I think Inspired Intentions is going to really work out for us.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this, Jeff.
Yeah, this is exciting. So you want me to run back those tangible steps?
Let's do it.
Triangle of change?
Yep.
All right. So today, call to action. What can you do? Follow the triangle of change. Step one, create your awareness. All you have to do is do that simple 5 F's inventory.
1 to 5.
1 to 5. Yeah. Where do you sit? Don't overthink that section. Now, moving along the triangle of change, you're then going to build courage by establishing your vision, by writing out your vision and trying to identify that why. That's the hardest work of all, I think. And then step three, along this triangle of change, you're going to identify that one habit that you know if you did less of it or if you added it into your life as a new habit that you know is going to be powerful for you. That's where you start, and you're already on your way to your new normal just in those three steps.
Your first domino.
First domino. You're there.
Okay. So we come out on Mondays. Every Monday, you can look forward to Inspired Intentions podcast.
Super cool.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm excited.
All right, Rachel, thank you so much, and look forward to sharing this with all of you.
That's right. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Again, send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Rate and give us 5 stars on iTunes.
And if you don't feel like a 5-star review is going to be relevant, then just keep that to yourself.
Keep listening, of course. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. See you next week. Thanks, everybody.